The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jonathan Spires. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Ben.
So we've been talking quite a bit recently about plans to redevelop the Diamond District, and this week there is more news about funding for the project. What have you learned?
That's right. The City Economic Development Authority Board had a special meeting this week to approve some additional funding for the design of the new ballpark. Back in December, they had authorized $1 million of city funds to be put toward that effort. And this week, they approved another $1 million, as $1.5 million actually, to try to finish up that design and development effort. This comes just days after the city council and city administration announced that they're taking a new approach to the financing for not only the ballpark, but the entire first phase of the Diamond District mixed-use development, rather than using a community development authority to issue bonds, which would involve a higher interest rate and more debt to the city over 30 years. The city is going to be issuing its own bonds with a lower interest rate that will put the city on the hook for the debt should something happen in terms of the development not going forward or being successful. But the city is confident that the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the developer for the Diamond District are going to pull this off successfully, and they feel like it's a risk that's a good bet to take. So a lot of movement in recent weeks on the Diamond District project, and we'll be continuing to follow that.
And funding for the City Center project also was discussed this week. The city's mostly funding around the Coliseum. What's the city planning there?
That's right. There's another economic development project that the city has been looking to do called City Center, and it is a redevelopment of the Richmond Coliseum property as well as some adjacent city-owned properties. And it kind of hasn't really been moving in the past year or so, at least not publicly. Perhaps behind the scenes, there's been some negotiations with, I think it's four developers that are still in the running for this project. And while those negotiations are continuing, the city is budgeting money, $3 million, in fact, to go forward with demolishing the Richmond Coliseum structure. It's been shuttered for several years now, and it is considered dilapidated. And the city considers it a public safety risk liability. So they want to go ahead and address that. And it also obviously clears that property for the future development. So interesting development there.
And finally this week, after the announcement they were putting their property on the market, Legend Brewing has announced plans to put more assets up for sale. What's on offer?
Yeah, that's right. I think it was the last time I was on with you, Ben. We were talking about Mike Platania's story about Legend Brewing, letting it be known that they were putting their property up for potential sale and considering their options as far as their future. Mike Platania has a update on that as far as Legend looking to also now talk to competitors about potentially selling some of their assets and some of their recipes to maybe continue some of the Legend beer should it go in that direction. They also haven't ruled out the fact that they may continue to brew their own beer. Obviously, Legend is the oldest brewery in Richmond, and for fans of Legend Brown Ale, which I am one of them, this is good news as far as them considering their options to keep some of these beers going, regardless of what path they take. So we'll continue to monitor that situation and report on the next chapter for Legend Brewing.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Jonathan Spires from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.